This has been a great service, and I know that time has slipped away from us, but it hasn't been wasted time. It's been wonderful time, time in which we get to share together in the talents of our young people, share together in prayers for our young people, and share together your vision for them. We know that young people are very important to you, Lord. We know that Joseph was only 17 when he was sold as a slave to Potiphar, and how you used him to save your people. How you used David to defeat Goliath when he was just a lad. Carolyn shared with us words from Jeremiah. Jeremiah tried to shirk his duty as a prophet by saying, "I'm too young." But you looked at him and said, "Don't let youth be a problem. I'm going to be with you." Throughout time, you have used young people. And we looked this morning into the words in 1 Timothy 4:9. As advice is being given to a young pastor in a new church, there are certain things that I want to just focus on for a quick moment. The first one is this. In verse 9 of that passage, Timothy is told, "We have our hope set on the living God." I want to talk to you a little this morning about hope. We have a reason to be hopeful. Our world right now is being moved forward by a group of young people that we know as the millennials. Some people feel that millennials have been privileged, have a feeling of entitlement. But millennials are a people, a group, an age group that has been inspired to look beyond themselves. They really have. And they have given us things like Free the Children, Me to We. And they're more of a, not a yeah, but kind of people, but a yes and people. They look ahead. They try to see what it is they can do. And they have an attitude that is different. Someone asked Nelson Rockefeller years ago how much money was enough. And he said, "Always a little bit more. Always a little bit more." Contrast that to the lives right now of Mark Zuckerberg and his wife, Priscilla Chan, who are giving away more of their money than they are keeping, who have set up the Chan Zuckerberg Foundation to promote education in young people and the ability to move forward through education and through science. Consider a young woman who, despite the billions that they have in the family coffers, continues to work as a pediatrician, offering the skills that she has to the betterment of others. And then the hope. I don't know if the words digital native mean anything to you, or internet generation, or generation Z, Gen Z as they call them, south of the border. These are the young people that we have now. The people who are growing up, who are at the top end of this group, are about Mark's age, and they move on down. And we're really blessed to have these people because they have an incredibly positive attitude towards technology, and they are not afraid of new things. They are not afraid of new things. People my age or a little older, they look at these and they're terrified. What if I make a mistake? What if I lose the work I've been doing? What if, what if, what if? Or better yet, how does this work? How does this work? Gen Zs, they don't care how it works. They know it works, and that's all that matters. And they use it. They have this incredible ability to multitask. Think about time you've spent with young people. Have you noticed their ability to talk, text, research, watch all the time? One of the challenges I found in the pulpit in my previous church when I was in Arcona were the young people who were checking, fact checking on me as I spoke. Either that or it was Angry Birds, I'm not sure. No, I mean, they would seriously fact check when we had Bible studies. They would have their digital devices out, and they were checking to see for themselves. They research relentlessly. They have a curiosity, a desire to know. They are the most culturally diverse generation we have ever known, and they have a great world view. They could live in fear. These are the children of the 9/11. They understand the dangers that there are in the world, but they have an openness and an ability to accept. We have this hope set on the living God. Let's be a people of hope like our young people are people of hope. Second thing that's said, and I've always loved this from the time I was young, let no one despise your youth, but set the believers an example. We can learn from our young. They are setting examples for us all the time. We need to embrace their world and make it ours. And we need to allow them to set that example. They know more about other cultures, and they are more tolerant of cultural differences. They understand that God is the God of all. What did he go on to say at the beginning of this passage? We have our hope set on the living God, who is the Savior of all people, especially those who believe. He is the Savior of all people. God's heart is for the entire world. Just yesterday, our conference speaker brought out, again, that most famous passage of Scripture there is, "For God so loved us," me, "for God so loved the world that he gave his Son." And then this is love. God is not impatient as we are that he wants all to be saved. God's heart is open. We have an example in our young people of how to be more tolerant, how to be more accepting, how to be more open. And they have a desire to change the world. I think everybody knows the name now, Malala. We all know her story. The fearless young woman who continued to go to school despite the dangers. We take peace so much for granted. But we have a generation who is fearless in championing the cause. I have to work on that word. Championing the cause of acceptance. Of understanding that each one of us is loved by God. And here's a cheery note for you. They are actually more morally conservative than their parents. They have an incredible sense of right and wrong, and they search hard to make things right. They can set an example for us. Are we willing to look at their example and learn from it? Set the believers an example. In everything, in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, in purity. Set an example. And finally, do not neglect the gift that is in you, but put these things into practice. We have a very gifted generation. We have a generation who have abilities that we cannot imagine. And we need to foster those abilities and help those abilities to grow so that they can use the gift that is in them, because the gifts come from God. We have two generations now, the millennials and the digital natives, who have grown up in an electronic age. And they have learned a lot from YouTube. And let me use a moment of YouTube to end this passage. When I think about do not neglect the gift, what comes to my mind is the name Susan Boyle. Susan Boyle lived in a small community which was in Scotland, exactly in the middle of nowhere. It was halfway between Edinburgh and Glasgow. On top of that, there were two other larger cities, and it was in the middle of that, and it was basically there. Most of its industry had gone. It just kind of existed. The only other person it was known for was a gentleman by the name of Joey Brown, who was a soccer player, so only soccer players would know about him. But this woman was given the gift of a voice, and she honed it, and she practiced it, and she enjoyed it. She loved it. She didn't know what she was going to do with it until the opportunity was placed before her. And despite the age of the other competitors in Britain's Got Talent, she stepped up to that microphone. And it was the most watched YouTube moment in the year of 2009 when this dowdy, frumpy looking, very average looking person opened up her mouth and the voice of an angel poured out. And the look on the faces of the commentators, who were very cynical in the British style, and the faces of the judges, you know, including Simon Cowell, otherwise known as Simon Scowl, and the look in the audience as this magnificent voice poured forward. Each one of us is gifted. It's up to us to hone that gift. We have gifted children here in our congregation, here in our church, and it's up to us to draw them out and to encourage them to grow. One of the ministries given to the Christian church and one of the ministries given to each one of us as Christians is this. We are to edify one another. Our job is not to tear down. It is to build up. To raise up a generation who will work fearlessly and tirelessly for the Lord. They have such a potential to do. What are we going to do with their potential?